Psalm 69, verses 13 and 16. But I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me.
It was March 1989. And 2 years before that, I had said a prayer. And then every part of the nightmare of failing was becoming a reality to me. My distribution center was in Bridgeport, and I really absolutely had no idea how this was going to evolve in any way except devolution rather than evolution. Devolution meaning destruction and the end of a dream and so on and so forth. However, in March of 1989, when my company, I declared Chapter 11, I can't tell you how many times for the next 2 years, because my company came out of Chapter 11 in 1991, how many times I experienced unusual miracles. I was a dead man walking. I had no help, but I had to pray that prayer. And I can't, and as I'm speaking right now, into my mind comes that amazing passage in Jonah, where he's descending to the very depth of the sea, and there is no hope. And he cries out to the Lord, and he experiences a miracle. He's saved. God is not through with him. And I would suggest that God is not through with me. Not because my company was saved. I think that's only a sign that burden is going to be a failure in that sense is going to be taken off my plate. And other things, though, are going to be put on my plate. So there was an enormous transformation that happened there in that period of time, those 2 years. But the biggest thing that happened, I talked about, I think, at the men's retreat we had many weeks ago, where I said on February 13th, 1991, I discovered a lectionary in the back of the Book of Common Prayer. And it said Ash Wednesday, and it was Ash Wednesday. It was my son's birthday. And I said, this is now the path forward. I was given a candle, and I was shown a path, and I started walking on it, and I've never stopped. And I started in a state of darkness and blindness and want and thirst. And it's 30 years ago, 31 years ago. And I would say that's the greatest miracle of all.
That's amazing. You wrote in the book, you used this phrase, fortunate fall. Fortunate fall. You know, so many times when those experiences happen in our lives, it just feels terrible. It feels unfortunate. But in hindsight, you're saying, I actually needed that to happen in my life. And I have a question for you, Eric. Can you just imagine, maybe paint the picture for us? What if that fortunate fall had never happened for you? What if you had had nothing but business success and you didn't have any of that moment? What would you be like today?
Church. I don't need to go to church. Divorce, you know, all of the things that happen to lives that we now discount and they aren't important, but they're little pieces of destruction. You're dying a slow death. So I had all of the advantages of life and good education and all the other things. I really was on the shore and I had not entered the river. I had not gone in. And I used this metaphor when I was a young person. I was afraid to go in. It wasn't that I was atheistic or agnostic or anything. I just did not have, the world was calling to me much more through my friends and through my neighborhoods and through what I was doing and my business. My business was a lot. And so failing in that business would have been a lot. But I probably would have recovered somewhat. I don't know if I would have become knowledgeable. I don't know if wisdom would have come my way. I don't know if so many things that I that prepared for this podcast today and so many other things in my life happened only because I became cognizant of the miracles.
Yeah.
And they just woke me up. Miracles do happen. And I don't know why they're happening. I don't know why they're happening to me. I certainly don't deserve them. So all of those responses were actually correct. I don't deserve them. I should, you know, go to the bottom of the sea. I should be never heard again of again. All of that stuff is absolutely true, but it didn't work out that way simply because I had been obedient to God. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision back in 1987. I went and bought a Bible, not knowing what to do with it.
Well, I thank God for that death you experienced, you know, death real to death. Self, life in Christ.
Amen.